Today's shiur is Daf Lamed Tes in Masechta Pesachim. Our Mishnah will now begin discussing with which vegetables one could be Mekayim Mitzvah Smara. As we discussed in the previous shiur, the chiyuv to eat maror bizman hazeh is only midrabanan, because the pasuk connects the mitzvah of maror to the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. Unfortunately, we don't have a Karban Pesach, so we don't have a chiyuv to eat maror midraisa, but there is a chiyuv to eat maror midrabanan. It teaches us the Mishnah, ve'eli yirakish adam yoytz ben yidei chavos bepesach, with the following vegetables one can be mekayim the chiyuv of eating maror on Pesach. B'chazeres, which as we will learn, the Gemara means romaine lettuce. B'tamcha means chrein, horseradish. B'charchavina, b'olshin, olshin are generally defined as endives, or b'maror. The Rishonim point out that the order of these five vegetables is critical, because the halacha, they say, is that the order is meant to be specific. And l'chatchila, somebody should attempt to use chazeres. If he can't find chazeres, he should use what's listed as number two, and so on. And therefore, what is the specific order is relevant. And in fact, the order mentioned in our Mishnah is not the order that Rashi follows, because Rashi has Olshin before Harchavina, our Mishnah has Harchavina before Olshin. In fact, I saw a very interesting Shaila that was asked to Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein. He was asked that somebody was unfortunately not well, and he, Baruch Hashem, had a refuah, and he wanted to donate money to a hospital. And he had two options. Either to donate the money to the wing that dealt with people who had eye problems, or to donate the money to the division that dealt with people who had infertility problems. And he did not know where he should donate his tzedakah. And he asked Rav Zilberstein, who asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Rav Chaim Kanievsky said that the Mishnah says that Abon Chshuvin Kames, there are four people that are considered as if they're not alive. Oni, Mitzayra, Suma, Umisha and Labanim. Someone who has no money, someone who is a Mitzayra, somebody who is blind, and somebody who has no children. So he says, just like we learned in our Mishnah, Herem Sechta Pesachim, that the order listed in the Mishnah is very specific. And that's why when the Mishnah mentions Chazeres first, we said L'chatchila should use Chazeres. Since in that Mishnah, Suma, someone who's blind, is mentioned before somebody whom Misha Ein Leibonim, that doesn't have children, so Suma comes first, and L'chatchila the money should be given preferably to the division that deals with people who have eye disease. The Mefarshim explain what is the significance that our Mishnah mentions five different types of vegetables that can be used for maror, because the Pasuk says regarding what the Mitzrayim did to Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim, v'yamaror es chayeyem, b'avoy d'kosh is one, b'chaymer is two, Bovenim is three, Bechol Avodah Besod is four, Veskol Avodosom Asher Ovdeh Behem Beforach is number five. So since the Mitzrayim made our lives bitter with five different types of work, we can be Mekayim Mitzvah Smarer with five different types of vegetables. Continues the Mishnah, Yoytz Behen, Debe can be used, Bein Lachim Ben Yveshim, whether they're moist or they're dry, Avaloi kavushim, not when they're preserved. So Rashi says kavushim means kavushim b'chaymetz, when they're preserved in vinegar. What will be the halacha if they're not preserved in vinegar, but rather they're preserved in water, because we know normally the halacha is that if something is preserved in water for 24 hours, then it has a din of kavush. So it's a machlokes. From Rashi it seems that strictly if it's preserved in vinegar, is there a problem that it'll affect the taste and it's not considered any more maror, but not when it's in water. However, the Magen Avraham and many other poskim say that even if it's preserved in water, it has the same halacha. The Chayk Yaakov makes the following distinction. He says we have to see if the taste was affected. If the taste was affected by being preserved in water, then it will be osur of because of kavush. If the taste is not affected, then it would not be. It would be mutter lechatchila. Some should try not to soak the maror in water for 24 hours. But Rav Moshe says in the Tshuvas that leaving it in the refrigerator is certainly not in the status of kavush. V'loy shlukim, not when they're stewed, cooked a lot. V'loy mevushalim, not when they're boiled. And Tosfos in Amud Beis points out that the Mishnah should be understood in the format of loizu ve'ein tzarich lemezu, that one is understood without the other. He explains, if mevushalim, if when they're just plain cooked, they may not be used, certainly shlukim, which means cooked a lot, would certainly be awesome. Though your rabbi points out, if that's pshat in the Mishnah, then kvushin also should be understood that way, because kvushin is less than cooking. So he explains that kvushin is a separate thing than shlukim uvusholim. Shlukim uvusholim speak about items being cooked. However, kvushin, which doesn't represent cooking, is a separate category altogether. Umitzdarfim lekazayis. The different minim can be mitzdarif to kazayis. So the Ran points out, interestingly, that our Mishnah says that the different types of maror could be mitzdarif to the kazayis that one has to eat. Yet when we learned the Mishnah regarding the different grains that could be used for matzah, the Mishnah did not say umitzdarif from the kazayis that the different types of grain can be mitzdarif to kazayis of matzah. Points out the Ran that there's a bigger chiddush by maror than by matzah. Since maror, each one of these vegetables, has a strong taste, so I would think that the taste of one negates the taste of the other one, teaches us the Mishnah that no, that they can be mitzdarif. However, it's interesting to note that Rashi makes a number of interesting comments regarding this. Number one, Rashi says, mitzdarif from kazayis, ein loy me'echmen kazayis. Rashi says that l'chatchila one should not combine different types of maror. Only if he doesn't have a kazayis of one type, but he needs to have a kazayis, that's when he can combine. Furthermore, Rashi says, am yesh le mizeh chatzizayis, mizeh chatzizayis mitzdarfen. So the Sfas-Emes points out, why did Rashi say this formula? You have a chatzi kazayis of one type of maror, and a chatzi kazayis of another type of maror. And what would it be if you have 3/4 of a kazayis of one type of maror, and 1/4 of kazayis of another maror? Wouldn't we say mitzdarfen kazayis? Says the Sfas-Emes, the Rashi perhaps would say that then we could not say tzirif. Why? Because as the Ran says, by maror, since each one of these vegetables has such a strong taste, that's why Rashi is telling us, l'chatchila, don't combine different types of maror. And furthermore, if you can have more of one type and less of the other type, then certainly the one that you have more of will overpower the one you have less of. And Rashi may hold that it's not mitzarif under those circumstances. But it's interesting to note that the Sfas-Emes says a very bechiddush. He doesn't say l'aloch l'maisa, but he says it. He says that the Mishnah should have first mentioned umitzdarfim l'kazayis, that the different types of maror could all join into kazayis, and then told us the din about moist and dry and cooked. Why did the Mishnah first teach us all these other halachas and then come back to mitzdarfim l'kazayis? So he says that the Mishnah perhaps is teaching us, he says perhaps, that let's say I'll have a kazayis of chazeres, of romaine lettuce, but I don't have a whole kazayis of raw romaine lettuce. I have a half a kazayis of raw romaine lettuce and half a kazayis of cooked romaine lettuce. teaches us the Mishnah, umitztarfim l'kazayis, that even though you're not allowed to use a whole kazayis of cooked maror, if part of the kazayis will not be cooked, then the rest of the kazayis, even though it's cooked, could be mashlim, can complete the shear of maror. Continues the Mishnah, v'yoytz m'klach shalhem, one can use the stalk. The Magen Avraham says that the halacha of yoytz m'klach shalhem is only b'diyeved, that the Mishnah seems to say that you should only use the stalk b'diyeved. Many Rishonim, many Paiskim disagree, and as we'll seem to see in the Gemara, that the stalk may even be better. But the mai, the halacha is we could use the mai, which is produce bought from an Amoritz, that we learned in the Mishnah regarding matzah, may be used for matzah. And the Gemara explained, Hoyel, the boy Mafkala Nechsei, if somebody wanted, he could declare himself all of his nechasim ownerless, and then he would be allowed to eat the mai. So therefore, one could be mekayim the mitzvah mara with the mai. The Sfasemis makes an interesting observation. He says, when the Mishnah said that one can use matzah made out of the mai, so from Rashi and other Rishonim, it seems that only if I have no other grain besides the mai grain, I'm allowed to use it for matzah. Certainly, if I have grain which is not the mai, that should preferably be used for the matzah. However, from Tosfos it seems that one can use the mai l'chatchila, even if he has other grain. Why? Because since matzah is lechem oini, it represents poor man's bread, and as we just said, poor people may eat the mai, everybody on Pesach eating matzah is in the status of an oni, and that's why he's allowed to make matzah l'chatchila from the mai. Says the Sfasemis, there would be a difference between matzah and mor. By matzah, since it's lechem oni, poor man's bread, so everybody can eat the mai matzahs, even l'chatchila. But by mor, where we don't have such a svara, there halach would be that everybody would agree that l'chatchila don't use mor, that's the mai, if you could use maror, which is not the mai. Now the Mefarshim point out, Rashi already points out, that the Mishnah says, b'demai, avaloi b'tevel. Certainly you can't use tevel for maror. Ask the Mefarshim, if that's what the Mishnah wants to teach us, why doesn't the Mishnah say it, just like the Mishnah by Matzah taught us explicitly, avaloi b'tevel? So the Tzlach answers, that when the Mishnah said avaloi b'tevel by matzah, and the Gemara asked, pshita, of course you can't use tevel, you're not allowed to eat tevel. So the Gemara answered that it's tevel only midrabonin. Kigoyim, shizoroi b'atzot shedanokav. It grew in a non-perforated flower pot, that it's only tevel midrabonin, and that Mishnah is teaching us that even something which is only tevel midrabonin may not be used for matzah. Says that Tzlach, by maror, every tevel is only the rabbanon. Because the chiv to take off trumas and maestris from vegetables is only midrabbanon. So the Mishnah has nothing to teach us by saying avaloi b'tevel, and that's why this Mishnah didn't say it explicitly like it's said about a Mishnah by matzah. The Sasemis, on the other hand, says a very bechidish. He says, if you will have maror that grew in an otzitche in a nokov, then it'll be chayiv in trumas and maestros because of two drabonins. First of all, vegetables are only mechuyiv in trumas and maestros with drabonin. And furthermore, this is an otzitche in a nokov. So he says, perhaps, since it has ochiv only of two drabonins to take trumas and maestros from it, you may use it for maror. And that's why the Mishnah didn't say avaloi b'tevel. On the maestrishi shenitl trumasoi, you're allowed to use maestrishin that the Trubas Maisa was removed, or Maisa Sheni Behegdish and Iftu, the Maisa Sheni and Hegdish that were redeemed properly. Now Rashi says that if they were not properly redeemed or corrected, it would be Osir, because using it would be a mitzvah Habar Ba'aveira. Points out the Shagas Arya. From here we see that Rashi holds that even by a Durabonon, we say mitzvah Habar Ba'aveira. For as we just said, the entire chiv to remove trumas and maestras from vegetables is only drabbanon. Yet Rashi is using the concept of mitzvah baba aveira even by a drabbanon, which is something we discussed this week. If we say mitzvah baba aveira by a drabbanon, other mefarshim explain that according to the shittas that we don't say mitzvah baba aveira by a drabbanon, the reason maror cannot be used from these items, because maror is compared to matzah, and since these items are disqualified to be used for matzah, they cannot be used for maror either. It says the Gemara, chazeres, what is chazeres? Chasa. Chasa is romaine lettuce. Olshin is hindavi, which is usually known as endives. Tamcha, Amar Rabba Bachana, Tamcha Sashema. Its name is Tamcha, which is usually known as horseradish. And most places can say that if one uses horseradish for maror, he should make sure to grind it. Because if you don't eat it, because since horseradish is not eaten in a whole state, it's not a derech achila, and you cannot be mekayim the mitzvah that way. The Chai Adam says, not only should it be ground, but it should be ground before yontif, that it should lose some of the sharpness, that it should be edible. The Gra, on the other hand, says that one should only grind the horseradish when they come home from davening to say the night. For the opposite reason, he wants it to keep the sharpness. As we said, the Gemara says that chazeres is romaine lettuce, and the Chasam Sofer and many other Paiskim, of course, all discuss that even though, as we learned in the Mishnah, the chazeres is mentioned first, and we're going to learn that's the l'chatchila the vegetable to be used for maror, but as we know that romaine lettuce is infested with taloim, only if someone, says the Chasam Sofer, is able to properly check the romaine lettuce to make sure it's clean, or to use the stalks, which are easier to check and clean, should one use romaine lettuce. Otherwise, he says, use chrein. And he says, if somebody does that, tamcha stands for the words tamid misaprim kvoid kale. We're mentioning the Kedushas Hashem, and it's the biggest Kedush Hashem if somebody's mapped on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs and macholos asuris not to eat talon. Harchavina, Amar Rav Shimon Balakish, Atzuda Dikla. It's the vine that grows around the palm tree, and the Rishonim point out that even though a tree is not supposed, a fruit is not supposed to be used for maror, the vine that grows around the tree doesn't have the status of a fruit, it has the status of a vegetable, over maror. What is maror? Marisa. So there's a big machlokes Rishonim how to define this, and it's very relevant la'aloch l'maisa. Rashi translates marisa to something called amrafa. So it seems the Rashi says the maror is a specific type of vegetable. Other Rishonim, however, say that marisa is just a general status or general category of anything that's bitter, which is relevant la'alocha. Let's say one doesn't have any of the vegetables mentioned here that he could use for maror. What is the halacha? So according to Rashi, he's not mekayim the mitzvah. But according to the Rishonim that say maror means marisa, it means anything bitter. So if one doesn't have one of the vegetables mentioned, he should take anything that's bitter and he'll be able to be mekayim the mitzvah. And that's the way we talk a paskin in the Shulchan Aruch, that if one doesn't have one of the vegetables mentioned, he should use anything bitter. And in fact, there's a nice raya, because the bracha we make when we eat any of the vegetables is al chilas maror. So we see that maror doesn't refer to something specific, it refers to a general category of things that are bitter. Tanei b'kapara, eli rokish adam yotz ben yidei chavos b'pesach, b'olshin, b'tamcha, b'charchavin, b'chazrin, b'... Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af olshi sodav olshi gina, endives, wild endives, garden endives, and chazeres. Ask the Gemara, olshi gina v'chazeres, why does Rabbi Yehuda mention olshi gina v'chazeres? Hatana le'resha, it was already mentioned in this brisa that they may be used. Answers the Gemara, hachikama, this is what Rabbi Yehuda is teaching us. Af olshi sodav, that all she saw that have the same din like all she gina v'chazeres, and they may be used. Ask the tzlach that I understand what, according to this teretz, why the Gemara had to say over the halacha of ol shegina to tell us that ol shesada is like ol shegina. But why did the Brisa still have to repeat chazeres? So Tzlach says, since we're going to learn in a few lines that chazeres yulin and chazeres galin are also may be used, so we see the fact that it's not just the plain version of chazeres, or it's the plain version of ol shen mutter. What the Brisa is teaching us is that any type of chazeres, any type of ol shen may be used. All of these different types of vegetables may be used. Amalei Rav Yosi, asfas v'tura echad hu. What asfas and tura are one and the same. Umar zehu yaru. And what we call mar is yaru. Tana debei shmul. Eli rakish adam yotz ben yudei chavos v'pesach, v'chazeres, v'olshin, v'tamcha, v'chavinen, v'chaginen, u'behardofnen. Rav Yehudaimer, af chazeres yulin, v'chazeres galen k'yetz ben, one can use chazeres. Like we explained before, that's exactly what Rav Yehuda was teaching us, according to Tzlach. Rav Eloyaimer, mishir v'leza, af akablim, may be used. It's some sort of a also vine that goes around a trunk. I wanted to find a colleague that would agree with this psak. I was not able to. He agreed that I was correct. Any vegetable that has a sap is suitable. Any vegetable whose appearance is a pale green. A bitter vegetable, yesh lo sraf, that has sap, or part of machsifim, that has a pale appearance, should be used for mar. On Rabbi Yochanan, v'divrei kulam nilmat, from what we've learned from all these tanoim, yerek mar yesh lo sraf, or part of machsifim, a bitter vegetable that has sap and is pale green. On Rav Huna, halacha cherem, that's the halacha. Ravina ashkelcher of achabrei, the rova that mahadra marisa. Ravina found Rav Acha that was looking specifically for Marisa to use as Mor. Amalei my daitach. Why are you specifically using this, looking for this item? Amalei, the Marisa tray, because it's very bitter. For Chazeres Taman, didn't we learn in our Mishnah, the first of the list that could be used for Mor is Chazeres. V'tana de Bei Shmuel also mentioned Chazeres first. Vav Rav Oishia, mitzvah b'chazeres, the mitzvah is to use chazeres. Vav Rav Rava, and Rav explained, my chazeres, what is chazeres? Chasa. And what is chasa? The chas rachmana levon. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu had rachmanas on us, had pity on us, and released us from Mitzrayim. Ask the Meshah, why is the Gemara ask here, why is chazeres called chasa? We've mentioned in our Gemara so many different types of vegetables, yet we never found in the Gemara that the Gemara should ask, why is this vegetable called by this name? Yet by Chazeres, the Gemara wants to know, why is it called Chasa? So the Mashal explains that the Gemara wants to know, is we've mentioned so many vegetables. We've said that the preferable vegetable to be used is Chazeres. Wants the Gemara to know, why is Chazeres the preferable vegetable? Why my chasa? Why use chasa? So that the Gemara answers, because since it represents the chas rachmana levon, that Kadosh Baruch Hu had rachmanas on us, that's why we use it. Other mefarshim explain that we know that Rashi explains and tells us in Parshas Bereishis that Adam HaRishon was the one that gave every item in the world its name based on its characteristics. So the question the Gemara is asking is that Adam HaRishon should have given this vegetable a name to represent that it's a bitter vegetable, yet he gives it a different name. That Gemara said, because Adam HaRishon was a Navi, and he knew it represents the Chas Rachmana Levon, that Kadosh Baruch Hu had Rachmanas on us. The Ben Yoyada, on the other hand, explains the Gemara like this. Chazeres and Chasa are two sides of the same coin. Chazeres means to come back. And Chosam means to have pity. He says, we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim after 210 years instead of the 400 years that we were supposed to be there. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that if we would remain in Mitzrayim any longer, we could not survive. So that's Pshat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out Chosso. He had Rachmanis and he took us out early. But we know that we have to make up those 190 years that we're missing. Chazeres, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring back and make up those 190 years that we're missing. Why is Mitzrayim compared to Maror? To teach us. Just like Maror is at the beginning soft, but at the end it's hard. At the beginning they were soft, but at the end they were tough. So at that point, Rav Acha said to Ravina, Hadribi, I reverse myself and I'm going to look for Chazeres to use for Maror. The Shem Shmuel explains that what does this represent, the Maror, that it's Chosso. Kadosh Baruch had Rachmanis. He says, when Klal Yisrael was in Mitzrayim, he says, they were having tough times. They didn't see what this was all about. But after they came out of Mitzrayim, they realized that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu did was with a reason and was with an explanation. So that's Pshat, he says. Chazeres, afterwards, Chosso, we recognize that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu did was with Rachmanis and with a reason and should be accepted. And that's why he says the minig, the halach is that by the Seder, first we eat the matzah and then we eat the maror. So he asks, it would make sense to do it in the opposite order. That first we should eat the maror and then the matzah, because the maror represents the hard labor we had in Mitzrayim, and the matzah represents our going out. Why do we eat it in that order? So he explains, because since the matzah represents that we went out, only after we went out can we understand and appreciate the maror, the significance, and the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us work so hard. What pshat, the Mitzrayim was first soft and then hard? So Rashi says, first the Mitzrayim paid us for our work, and after they paid us, then they made us work. That's how they got us to work. And then afterwards, we had to work without getting paid. The Mashal says that first even Paroi went down to work. And after Paroi went down to work, then which Jew could not go to work if even the king is going to work. And once Paroi got us to work that way, then he stopped working and we were stuck with working. Others say Tchilas and Rach v'Saif and Kasha is referring to the Makos. In Mitzrayim, we know there were 10 Makos. On the Yam, as we say in the Agadah, there were 50 Makos. Tchilas and Rach, first there were only 10 Makos v'Saif and Kasha, and then there were more Makos. And here we see that the Maror is not necessarily bitter. And that's why the Torah and the Beis Yosef say that even though romaine lettuce are not necessarily bitter, one could use it for mitzvahs maror. The Chazon Ish disagrees. The Chazon Ish says that if the maror is not bitter, it can't be used for the mitzvah. And he brings a nice raya. He says that the Gemara is going to teach us that if somebody maror was pushed down his throat and he did eat it, he's not mekayim the mitzvah. Because you have to taste the bitterness. So he says, you see that if you don't taste the bitterness, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. And there's a raya. The Rambam does not mention this order of Chazeres being first. Why? Because perhaps since Chazeres is not bitter, he doesn't want us l'chatchila to use Chazeres. Amalei Rav Ruchumi Labaya. Mai dehai mar min yeriku. Who says the mar means a vegetable? Eime marius de kufya. Maybe means the gall of a kufya fish, which is very bitter. Says the Gemara, dumi de matzah. Ma matzah gedulei karka. Matzah is something which grows from the earth. Af mar gedulei karka is something that grows from the earth. Ask the Gemara, Vema Herdif. Maybe it's this type of bitter tree, which is known as Herdif. Says the Gemara, Dumya the Matz. Again, Ma Matz means Roim, something that's a herbage, not a tree. Afmar means Roim, it's not a tree. Veime Harzefa, maybe it means this type of plant. Says the Gemara, Dumya the Matz. Ma Matz shnikachas because of Meiser. Matz is something that's bought with Meiser Sheni Mara. Afmar shnikachas because of Meiser, something that's bought with Meiser money, which has Zifa, which is generally not eaten, is not bought with Meiser money. Ask Taisus that the Gemara Masech the Sukkah says that the Gemara thinks that perhaps Harzifa is Danaf Eitz Avos. So Gemara says it can't be that Anaf Eitz Avos is Harzifa, because as we just said, Harzifa is poisonous to animals. And Durchad Achinoyim, the Torah would not tell us to use something which is poisonous for mitzvahs Dalaminim. So that should be the reason, says Taisus, why Harzifa is not qualified for Mara. So Taisus says there's more than one type of Harzifa. Other Rishonim, other Mefarshim explain different answers. One answer is given that by maror we have many different types of maror may be used, different vegetables, as we've learned and will learn. So therefore, even if one is poisonous to animals, that wouldn't disturb us so much. By anaf eitz avos, only one min is kosher. So the Gemara Masech the Sukkah is saying that one min that I'm using should be something which is poisonous to animals is incorrect. Another pshat is that what is the problem with Hazifa? Hazifa has thorns. So for Dalam, meaning where I have to hold it in my hands, it's inappropriate to hold something that's thorny. This I'm grinding up and eating, it would not be a problem. Another pshat, the Sfasema says, since Morer is eaten because it's bitter, to represent V'yamoruus Chayehem, the fact that it's poisonous to animals is not a chisarin, because it represents bitterness. Amalei Rabbi Babachan al Abaya, Eimer Moruchat, perhaps only one type of vegetable may be used for maror. And it's the Gemara Merorim Ksiv, a plural. Ask them of Eimer Merorim Trei, maybe it means only two types of vegetables. And it's the Gemara Dumi the Matzah. Ma Matzah Minim Harbe, as we've learned, many different types of grain can be used for matzah. Af Maror Minim Harbe, many different types of vegetables. Amar Rav Baruchuna Amar Rav. Yirakish Amar Chachamish Adam Yotz Ben Yudei Chavosu Pesach. The vegetables that we said can be used as maror. Kulin is run by Rugachas, could all be planted in one patch in the garden. Ask the Gemara, Lememra, the left movement of Klein, that there is no problem of Klein mixing these different types of vegetables. Masav Rava, there's a Mishnah Masech to Klein. Chazeres for Chazeres Galim, two different types of Chazeres. Ulshin for Ulshin Soda. Krishin for Krishin Soda. Kuzba for Kuzba Soda. Chardel for Chardel Amitzri, or the last Amitzri for Amutza, and Klein for Zeb Zeb. None of them are Klein one with the other. Says the Gemara, Chazeres with Chazeres Klein, and there is no problem of Klein between Chazeres and Chazeres Galim. However, Chazeres with Ulshin, loy. You may not put Chazeres with Ulshin together. And Chazeres and Ulshin, we learned about acceptable types of Mara. The Chitema, perhaps you'll say, Pshat in the Mishnah Masech to Klein is Kulam Ba'adadi Ketani Law, that the Mishnah means all the Minim, all the types that were mentioned in that Mishnah can be planted together. Rav explained that Mishnah, Zugas Ketani. It's only one pair at a time. Answers the Gemara, Mine is Ron Dom Rav. What did Rav mean? Nizron Kol Chosim. They could plant it the way the Halacha allows us to plant, as we will now explain. Kol Chosim, what does that mean? Tanina, but that we already learned also in Mishnah, in Masech to Klein. Because the Mishnah says, Aruga Shishal Shishat Tvachim. You have a patch that's 6 by 6 Tvachim. Zorim Betoch HaChamish Zoranim. We could put into it five different types of seed. Arba Ruchas Aruga, four on the four sides, Vachs Be'emtz, and one in the middle. So we already learned that then. Answers the Gemara, Ma'adatei Mehani Mi'ili Min Yisroim. When is that halacha that you could plant these five different types said only with Zroim, with seeds? Arba Ruchas, but by vegetables, which we're discussing, perhaps loy, you can't plant it in this fashion. Kamash Mon, that's what he's teaching us, that even by vegetables, we could plant it in this way. Says the Gemara, Lememra, the Yerokas Alim Mizroim. That means you want to say that we're stricter by vegetables than by Zroim. But tonight, Kol Min Zroim Ein Zroim Beruga Achas. Different seeds cannot be planted in one patch. Kol Min Yerokas Zroim Beruga Achas. But different vegetables may. So we see the vegetables are less strict than Zroim. Answers the Gemara, Ma'adatei Mehani Morim Min Zroim Nenu. I would say that perhaps Mor is of type of a Zroim. That's why he tells us that it's not It's a type of a vegetable. Ask the Gemara's Roim, Salkadaitach. How could you say that Mar is considered as Roim? For Tanani Rokas, our Mishnah specifically called Mar a vegetable. V'tani Bakapara Yerokas, and Bakapara called it a vegetable. V'tani Beishmol Yerokas. So how can you call it Zroim? And so the Gemara Chazeres is Zrichlei. What he needed to tell us is the Alok by Chazeres. Salkadaitach Amina. We might have thought, Hoyle, the Soif Lahakshas, since at the end Chazeres will eventually harden. Nesavle Rokot Fei, therefore it needs more space. Because Lav Omer Rabbi Yosef Rechanina. Then Rabbi Yosef Rechanina teaches us, Klach Shakruv Shoksha, a stalk of cabbage that hardened. Machiv on my base rover, it needs a larger area to avoid the problem of Kalayim. Alma, so we see, Kiv the Soif Lahakshis, Yavina Le Rokot Fei, since it's going to get hard, we need to give it more room. So Hochinami, Nesavle Rokot Fei, here too, I should have to give it more room. Kamash Malan, that's what he teaches us, that we don't have to. And then the Mishnah said, Yoitzimem bein lachim and yveshim may be used whether they're moist or they're dry. Amar Rav Chizda lo shana lo bekalach. Only on the stalk is that halacha. Abba alen, on the leaves, lachim in, yveshim loy. Only moist, not dry. Ask the Gemara, v'amaditani seifa bekalach shalan, at the end of the Mishnah that said, the stalk, mechlal, the Reish, the beginning of the Mishnah, is talking about Alan. And that's where the Mishnah says, Bein Lachin and Bein Yaveshim are acceptable. And it says, the Gemara, Perushik Mefarish. The latter part of the Mishnah is explaining the beginning of the Mishnah. Kik Tani, when does the Mishnah allow Bein Lachin and Bein Yaveshim? Strictly a klach, only on the stalk. Meisvei, ask the Gemara from Ebraisa, Yoitzven, or Beklach Shlem, which used the vegetable and the stalk. Bein lachem ben yaveshim, whether they're moist or dry, divrei rameya. V'chamayim rim lachem yotzmem, if they're moist, we can use them. Yaveshim en yotzmem, we can't use them when they're dry. V'shavim, everybody agrees, shiotzmem kemushim, they can be used when they're withered. Avaloi kevushim, not when they're preserved. V'loi shvukim, not when they're stewed. V'loi v'shalom, not when they're boiled. Klol shadavar, what is the rule that we should follow? Kol sheyesh b'tam maror, if it still has a taste of maror, yotzmem, they may be used. The kosh ain't by tamar, if they don't have a taste of mar, ain't yotzim b'hem. What do we see here? Our Mishnah reflects Ramea's view, because our Mishnah is saying, Bein Lachem Ben Yaveshim. And here Ramea is saying, Bein Lachem Ben Yaveshim, both on the vegetable and on the klach. So we see that it could be used both ways, not like Rav Chizda who said that only the klach, only the stalk, may be used when it's moist or when it's dry, but not the leaf. Says the Gemara Targum HaKlach, explaining that when Rameyah says here, Yotzben b'klach shlem, bein lachem ben yaveshim, bein levachem ben yaveshim, is only referring to the klach, not to the alin. Rameyah will agree that in the vegetable part, they must be moist. Tana bonen, en yotzben kemushim. They may not be used when they're withered. Meshim Rav Lezmer Tzadok Amru, yotzben kemushim, they may be used when they're withered. Boi Rameh Bachama. Could somebody use maror of Maisa Shein in Yerushalayim? I'll leave it to Bekiva like the Boilach. According to Rameh Akiva, it's no question. Hashta b'matzah d'arayis anofik, if b'matzah, would a chiv to take chumas and maisers, the story Rashi explains, is midaraisa, Rabbi Kiva said, as we learned, you could use Maisa Sheini to make matzah, but maror the Rabbonon, maror would a chiv to take chumas and maisers only the Rabbonon. Why is it a question? It certainly can be used. Others say, the matzah, that the chiv to eat matzah is manenu, is the raisa. We could still use maisa sheini. Maror, with a chiv to eat maror is manenu, is only with the rabbanon, certainly we could use maisa sheini. Kiti by Allah, Khalid Rabbi Yosef Galili. The question is according to Rabbi Yosef Galili. But matzah, my, what is he going to rule by maror? But matzah, the raisa with the loy nafik, matzah with a chiv to take chumas and maisas with the raisa, that's where Rabbi Yosef Galili is going to tell us we can't use Maisa Sheini for matzah. Av Mara's Rabbanan. Mara with the obligations to take Chumas and Maisa's own Rabbanan. Nothing we can be Yaitza with Maisa Sheini. I dema called it Tekin Rabbanan, Kain the Raisa Tekin, and whenever Rabbanan make a rule, they fashion it the same way as the Raisa, and if you can't use Maisa Sheini for matzah, you can't use Maisa Sheini for Mara. Amarava, Mistabra, Matzah, Mara. It makes sense to say that Matzah and Mara have the same din, and whatever can't be used for Matzah should not be used for Mara. Says the Mishnah, Ain't Shernas and Mursal Tanagoylim, we're not allowed to soak bran for chickens because we're worried that the bran will become chametz. There's a machlokes in the Mefarshim, why? Some say, because bran has the same status as grain, soaked in water, it can become chametz. Others explain that the problem with bran is that there may be pieces of grain still adhering to the bran, and they will become chametz when they're soaked in water. Avachalten, but we may scald the grain in hot water, in boiling water, that impedes the chametz process, the fermentation process. But the Goyim already tell us that our minig is not to do chalita, either because we're not really sure how to do it, or because, again, we're not sure that every drop of grain will get scalded to impede the fermentation process. He shall like Tisha Samorson. A woman should not soak bran. She told me at the to take with her to the bathhouse to use as some sort of a cleaning agent. Avashafu b'psari yavesh, she could rub her skin with dry bran. So Mefarshim explained, what is the Mishnah teaching us? That either that her skin has moisture on it, she just took a bath, that will not be a problem putting the bran on it, because since the amount of moisture on her skin is very minimal, it would not make the bran chametz. Or they say that what is her skin wet from? Her skin is wet from perspiration. And perspiration does not cause bran to be chametz, only water causes bran to be chametz. La'yilas adam chitim, a person should not chew grain, v'necha makasai, and put it on his wound, because they become chametz by chewing them. And the Miri explains that even though this is not the normal way of using grain, since the person wants to use the grain this way, it's machshavit, it becomes achshavay, and it's considered chametz. And this is the basis for the shaila. If medicines that contain chametz, even though they're not eaten in the normal fashion of achila, perhaps since achshavay, since the person wants it this way, it's considered chametz. Other mefarshim explain that the Mishnah only means lechatchila, this is not the way to do it, because you may be left with chametz in your property, but certainly if you have no other medicine, or certainly if you are sick and need this medicine, you may do it. Tarabonim. El dvarim she'en boyon day chametz. The following items can become chametz. Offer you something that's baked, mavosho, something that's cooked, v'chol shalchol t'baroyzchim, something which was scalded in boiling water. Mavosho, ask the Gemara, how could you say something cooked is not chametz? Ad mevashleim chamei, until it boils, it becomes chametz. Amra papa. Rapapa explains, what did the brisa mean? Ha'ofer shebishlo kamer. If something was baked, and then you cook it, that will not ferment anymore, since it was baked. Tanya, Rav Yosef Yehuda Eimer, kemach shenofel l'toich adelos. Flour into which dripping water fell, afil kol yom kulay, even if water drips on it all day long, ein abal l'dei chimetz, it will not become chimetz. Because the dripping water prevents it from becoming chimetz. Says Rapapa, for who the other tifla had a diff. One drop fell after another drop with no space in between. And the Mefarshim explained that the time intervals between the drips combine, and once you have 18 minutes, it becomes chametz. There's a machloikis, rishonim, what is the status of this flour once the dripping stops? Some say, the Rambam, that when the dripping stops, it's considered like regular flour, and now like all flour, you have 18 minutes that it becomes chametz. Others say that it would be immediately become chametz and should therefore be baked immediately with. And yet others say that it can never be used for matzah, and that as soon as the dripping stops, we assume it becomes chametz immediately and should be burnt. Amri de Beir of Shila, the Sika, which is a type of food made of flour, is mutter to be eaten on Pesach. But Tanya asked the Gemara, Vesika Asa, it's Asa, and says Gemara, Loi Kasha. Ha Davida b'misho milcha, if it was made with oil and salt, then it will not become chametz. Ha Davida b'mayim milcha, if it's made with water and salt, it will become chametz. Asked Mefarshim, we learned that whenever we have May Paris combining with water, it becomes chametz very quickly. Salt is a derivative of water. So why is there no problem when you make it with mishcha milcha? So Mefarshim explained that either the milcha here is not salt that's derived from water, it's rather mined from the earth, so it doesn't have the status of water. Or other Mefarshim say that they used very little salt, and we already said before that if you have a lot of May Paris and just a little water, there is no problem. Amma Mazutra, a person should not thicken a pot even with flour of oven-dried grain. Dima Leibashel Shaper, perhaps it did not break properly. Vasel Dechimitz, and therefore those grains which were not properly baked will become chametz when you put them into the pot with water. And the Shar Mitzvah Balacha explains this is the source for the minig of gebrux, that people don't put matzah into water, because just like we see here that we're concerned that there may be grain that wasn't baked properly, there may be pieces of grain left on the matzah that wasn't baked, and when you dip it into water, it could chas v'shalom become chametz.